Good morning, team. How are we? I hope we are good. Welcome to episode 22 of the Get Up and Show Up live show. As always, I hope we are feeling good. I hope we've had a decent start to the week. And in this morning's show, I'm going to be talking about three must-haves if you are looking to transform the way you look, feel, and show up on a daily basis. So let's get into it. Usual routine, Tuesday morning. I'd not long come back from my run, and feeling good at the minute. Good to be in a nice, good, consistent routine as always. Last couple of weeks have been a little bit hit and miss. Last week was really, really busy, so routine was impacted a little bit. But again, we do what we need to do, and feeling good. It's just under 6 weeks out from the Coventry Half Marathon, which I'm prepping for at the moment. Like I said, it's always good to have these focuses in place and moving forward. So as always, if you are watching, please do let me know. Just drop in a quick like on the video. It's appreciated. Drop in a comment. Scott, Vaughan, good to see you boys. Hope all is well with you. And like I said, we're going to be talking about three must-haves. And this is going to be very much through my experience of working with hundreds of dads over the last 4 to 5 years, and specifically what we do inside the Unbreakable Dad program to help transform dads when it comes to the way they look, the way they feel, and the way that they show up. These three things are the things that stand out with regards to the priority of what it is that we need the guys to be focusing on it in order to be able to see the results that they are looking for. And these are really simple stuff, but if you are in a position right now where maybe, we're coming towards the end of the first quarter of the year, which is crazy. Maybe it hasn't quite gone to plan. Maybe you haven't prioritised yourself as much as you should have in order to be able to progress and move forward with your goals. And maybe you're looking for a little bit of a reset heading into this second quarter, especially now the seasons are starting to change. It's lighter outside. Spring is definitely here. And it starts to get you thinking about the summer months and wanting to be in decent shape for that, feel good for that, and just be able to operate in on a new level. These three things are definitely going to be a priority and a focus for you if you want to be able to start to change the way that you're progressing right now and operating right now. So let's get into these. Number one is clarity. This is so important. I find, because when dads start working with me, they are often in a state of chaos. Everything's just very chaotic. They are struggling to prioritize themselves. Everything's just all over the shop, and it's just the chaos of dad life, right? And I think we can all relate to it. And a lot of the time we're spending, just trying to keep our head above water. We're just trying to survive and get by. And we're not really thinking about what it is that we're doing for ourselves. We're not really looking at the impact that this is having on ourselves. And a lot of it comes down to a lack of clarity, not knowing what you need to be focusing on, or trying different things and then jumping from these different approaches and different things that you've looked at, and not really sticking to something, not really going all in on something. So clarity is so important. This is a big priority for any of the lads that I work with, especially at the start, just being able to create clarity on the actions that they need to be focusing on to move the needle forwards. And that is the thing that is a big shift that I see with guys that start out inside the program. As soon as they have that clarity, as soon as they don't really have to think about what they should be doing or question whether it's the right approach, they're able to go all in and they're able to start to make really, really good progress pretty quickly and build some good momentum because they are clear of what it is they need to do. So ask yourself the question right now, every day you wake up, are you clear on what it is that you need to be doing? Like, have that clarity. Having that clarity every single day is so, so important. And if you don't, then often you'll end up doing nothing at all. You'll take the easy option out because you've got too much choice. And it's just about having that understanding of what is going to move us forward. Pete, hope you're good, mate. That's a really simple question and a really simple place to start is how clear are you on what it is that you need to be doing right now and the things that are going to be moving you forward. The second thing is simple daily processes. I've spoken about this a lot on these lives so far this year, but I will keep speaking about the importance of the basics, the importance of what we call the high impact habits, because it's so easy, again, especially at this time of year where the weather's starting to change and you start thinking about the summer months, you start thinking about maybe holidays that you've got planned, and you're like, right, I need to really start making a change now. I really need to start getting into shape. You start looking at these big things. You start looking at the drastic changes that need to be made. So whether that is trying to go to the gym, whether that is starting a new diet, and just looking at all these, let's face it, quick fix approaches. And yes, you may see results in the short term, but you know deep down you're not going to be able to stick to it in the long term. And this is the continuous cycle I see time and time again, is guys jumping on these quick fix methods over the course of 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, and then going all in on that, taking things to the extreme, getting a half decent result, but then nothing happening off the back of it, and then ended up going back to where we started. And this is why with any of the guys that we come into the Unbreakable Dad program, it's like, right, what are the simplest things we can be doing? What are the high impact habits we can be doing which don't require a huge amount of time or effort, but have the highest impact on the progress we're looking to make long term? Because these are really powerful. And that kind of links back into that first one of having clarity. When they are simple to do, it's almost hard not to do. That's the way you need to look at this. They should be so simple to be doing that it doesn't take a huge amount of time or effort on a daily basis. And they're the things that are the anchor behind everything. Because then down the line, that's where you can start to look at these bigger things if you progress to them by going to the gym, by starting up running, whatever it is. Everyone starts with these big things, these big time-consuming things which require a lot of willpower and motivation to do it. And that's where a lot of people are getting unstuck with this. So simple daily processes is the next step that you need to be focusing on. And then the third one, probably the most important out of all three of these, to be honest, is some sort of accountability. Because let's be honest, we are our own worst enemies. We will let ourselves get away with absolutely anything. And without some form of accountability in your life, it's going to be the case continuously. And that's why with the lads that I work with inside the program, it's about giving them high level accountability. So they are continuing to do what they said they would do. They were continuing to do the work. They have the clarity. They have the simple daily processes. But the thing that then puts all this together is that accountability. Martin, hope you're good, mate. Hope you had a good trip in Paris. And that is the thing that brings all of this together. Because a lot of the time, we know what we should be doing. Those of you watching now, or listening back to this, I can guarantee you know the things you should be doing. That's not the problem. The problem is actually implementing it and doing it. And that's where accountability comes in. That's why we're so big on it inside the program. Because it's about taking responsibility for where you are right now, for your actions, and actually doing the work, doing the things that are going to move you forward. Because it's all well and good knowing what you need to do. Without doing it, it's not going to happen. And that's the thing, again, to ask yourself right now. Do you need more information on what it is that you need to be doing right now? Do you need some more clarity? Or is it simply you know what you need to be doing? You just need to fucking do it. You just need to get to work. You just need to take action. And that then begs the question, what form of accountability can you bring into your life right now, which is going to help you implement this, help you take action on these things? Because the reality is right now you have two options. You continue doing the things you've been doing over the first part of this year and just hope that things are going to change throughout the rest of this year. Or you start to look at these three things and go, right, how can I start to create more clarity on what I need to be doing? How can I have these simple daily processes in place, these high impact habits in place, and go all in on them? And how can I start being more accountable for my actions on a daily basis? If that second option is the option that you want some help with, then that's something that I can help with, because tomorrow I'm going to be opening up an opportunity for our 6-week accelerator inside the Unbreakable Dad program. And if you want some more information about that, you want to know how that could work and how that could potentially help you, please just drop me a message. I can send you some details, and we can have a chat about if this is going to be something for you. But ultimately, it comes down to you deciding that a change needs to happen and something needs to change. Like I said, you can continue on as you are, and if it hasn't gone to plan so far this year, then that's a clue to say that you need to change your approach. So I hope this was helpful. Three really simple things: clarity, simple daily processes, and accountability. Where are these coming into your life right now? Where are you with these things right now? Ask yourself these simple questions, and then off the back of that, work out your approach and work out what needs to change in order to progress and transform the way you look, feel, and show up on a daily basis. Team, as always, thank you for watching. Appreciate you. If you're watching back, please do let me know as well. Have a fantastic day, and I will see you same time, same place on Thursday.